Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, this is Bob Shoy, and I thought I'd record a little intro to this episode rather than just put it out in the world, because it's probably going to confuse a lot of people. This really isn't anything to do with Weird Tales, but it's something that's been mentioned on Weird Tales, and some listeners have asked for it. So I went back through some old files and put this together. Now, what this is a long time ago, many, many years ago, around probably before we were even started doing Weird Tales, me, Tiss, and Beef, and some other friends of ours used to be part of a role-playing game group. And we used to primarily play the Star Wars role-playing game. And I used to put together these games as little, like, palate cleansers between sort of the role-playing game, where I would, it was kind of where the idea for Coining the Pudding came from. So the idea for the game was it was around the time that Disney had bought up the rights to Star Wars. Again, if you don't care about Star Wars or anything, you probably want to skip this episode. It was around the time Disney bought the rights to Star Wars, and they had decided that all the old books and comics and Star Wars stuff, apart from the films, was no longer real, was no longer canon. So, I came up with a game called EU or PEUSA. The old canon is known as the EU. And the idea was that I would come up with two stupid Star Wars plots, and I would try and pull some of the weirdest, because there's some really weird stuff in the old EU, some of the weirdest stuff from the old EU. And Tiss, it was primarily a game between me and Tiss. Tiss would have to try and suss out which was the real EU story from the three. Against the two that I'd made up. And it was a little bit of like a rivalry between me and Tiss. If he got it right, he got a point. If he didn't, I got a point. And we recorded a lot of these, for fun. And I've gone through some old recordings and managed to recover most of them. I know some are missing, some weren't recorded and whatever, but this is all the ones I could recover of us playing EU or PU, sir. You're going to hear Beef on some of these, because we used to play these a lot at the end of the evening as well. So everyone would come around to mine and Becca's house on a Wednesday night. We'd all play the role-playing game, and then people would drift off home and me and Tiss would stay and chat. And so you're going to hear other people in amongst these that were part of our group on different ones. You're going to hear Becca, who you've heard on the show before. You're going to hear Claire, who's a player of us, which is Becca's sister. You're going to hear Beef on some of these, obviously. I think that's it. Oh, you're going to hear our good friend Jibs, who sat in on like one special game with us for one day. He knows nothing about Star Wars. We thought it'd just be fun to make him play with us for the day. So actually, the first few recordings on here you're going to hear are Jibs is there and Tiss isn't, and then Tiss sort of enters the equation. So I think after the end of all of the times we played EU or PEUSA, I ended up winning by a hair. I think there was like one point in it. But again, I can't. There's no record of this. There's nothing official. Every now and then in these recordings, you hear me say like, "Oh, you know, it's another point to you." And we used to talk about the current running tally. I've tried to position these in roughly the order in which they're recorded. Again, recording quality is all over the place. So this is just a long preamble to say this is stupid. This is going to appeal to not many of you. But those of you who have asked for it from us referencing it over the years, here is the collected works of EU or PEUSA. I would say enjoy, but you might not. So tolerate. Here's EU or PEUSA.
All content as well.
All content.
I'm happy to say.
All content.
So much content. We're rolling.
Fucking rolling.
Sainsbury's?
Yeah.
Fucking Yoda with a wig on.
Beef, I'm going to have you have a round of EU or PU, so with jibs.
Am I playing?
Yeah, to test, just to test the mic levels.
Okay.
So the idea of the game is I tell you three things that were events that happened in the old Star Wars expanded universe, like all the old novels and stuff.
Years ago, right?
Yeah, the stuff that is considered not canon since Disney took over.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the EU. Only one of them is real. The other two I made up. So you have to identify...
Two of them are PU.
Two of them are PU, sir. Okay. And one of them is EU, okay. Sir.
Okay.
Okay, let me start with... okay, there's three characters here. Two of them are PU, sir.
Okay.
One of them is a real character that was used. They're all Jedi Masters. Okay. The first one, Ben Dorian, who was a Jedi Hutt, who turned to the dark side and took over a planet. Hutts are the big slug guys, Jibs.
Yeah,
right. Second one.
You know the answers?
No. Second one is Uta, who is a Jedi Gungan, so that's like Jar Jar.
Dinosaur.
Right.
Yeah.
Jedi.
Man.
Who solemnly guards a crypt of an ancient Sith, lord in case of resurrection.
Right.
And the third one is a Jedi Dug called Vandusha. A Dug is like Sebulba. Do you know Sebulba? I'll get a little picture of Sebulba up after I tell you.
I need to see.
Who learns to use the Force to levitate at all times.
That sounds like it's not true.
I'll get a little...
What are they called?
Bendorian. Uta.
No, what are the things called? The monsters, sorry. The thing at the end.
Oh, no,
the Hutt, a Gungan, and a Dug.
Big blob.
Yeah.
Big love, yeah. Then there's one of him, Sebulba.
Yeah, he's a dog.
He's
terrible
a dog.
Life. It's awful.
It's to walk on his hands.
I don't. Am I allowed to make a guess now?
You can. I actually don't have any more details on these characters than what I've got here.
Okay.
Some of them I've got like more details. I can give you more depth to the story, but
I reckon we're looking for the EU.
You're looking for the one that's real of them three.
I know which one's real. I think.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you can make guesses. You can say different stuff. It's sort of like against each other.
All right. I think the real one is the Hutt.
The Hutt. The Jedi Hutt.
Yeah.
What do you think, James?
Really?
Was that the first one you said? The Jedi Hutt. I think the one that guards the Sith thing, in case he resurrects.
The Gungan.
The Gungan. I think that's EU.
You think that's the EU?
I think the other two are PU.
And you think the other one are PU, sir? And you think the big fat blob guy. Right. Anyone else want to have a little guess for a reveal?
I don't get how if has a hut, you could even hold the light.
Yeah, just be like, oh. Yeah, that's good theorising.
Why not?
Yeah, but so one of them is supposed to be the same species as Jar Jar. You really give the responsibilities of a Jedi.
True.
But then if he's loyal, isn't he?
Well, the idea is I chose... Obviously, one of them's real, and then the other two I chose, they would all be as awkward to use a lightsaber. So the Hutt's a big fat, he can't even got tiny little hands. Gungan, the clumsy and dropping something everywhere. And Doug's, would have to use his foot to hold it, surely, because he's walking on his hands. So they're all...
Well, he's wearing a float.
The one who uses the levitation.
Oh,
so we've got someone for all of it. Yeah. Vandusha. Okay, the real EU, sir, was Bendorian, the Jedi Hutt.
Yeah.
What?
Check it out.
He
really?
Was, yeah.
What?
He was eventually killed by Leia in a lightsaber duel.
Princess
Leia. Because, yeah, but apparently he's this major Sith Lord took over a planet, but she was like, the book described it as something along the lines of like, oh, because of her like, height and maneuverability over him, she was able to avoid him and just slice his belly open. I'm like, couldn't anyone have done that?
What is there, I mean, can they move at all?
Okay, which one of these is real?
Eventually,
yes, you and Beef still. So, Sometime after the events of Return of the Jedi, Luke goes out to seek out Yoda's brother, who he discovers exists. Mm-hmm. Number one.
Right.
Number two, Boba Fett escapes the Sarlacc pit, and not only does he fall back into a Sarlacc pit, he escapes again and falls back in. So overall, Boba Fett falls in a Sarlacc pit three times.
That's too annoying.
Number three, at some point after Return of the Jedi, so after Leia and Luke know their brother and sister,
mm-hmm.
Leia reveals to having some non-sibling feelings still towards Luke.
Oh no, they're not going to admit that now. It's all Disney, are they?
Well, this is not Disney anymore, is it?
Oh, yeah. No, this is the stuff they like.
This is the stuff that is not canon anymore.
I think it really is.
Really, it's all PU, so now.
So I'm not feeling key legs, or I'm feeling for the same leg. I think the EU,
mm-hmm.
I think the right one mm-hmm. is that Luke goes to find Yoda's brother.
Yoda has possibly a brother. What do you think?
Does it say what Yoda's brother would be called?
Oh, this is the only information I have, rather than strange things.
Skoda.
I actually agree. Well,
you think
the same?
You think Yoda's brother?
I think that's the right one. Yeah.
Anyone think any of the others?
Boba Fett.
No.
He's not that much of a knob.
I'm going to go with the one I said I didn't believe. So I'm going to go with the
Leia. Oh, Leia still fancies Luke a little bit.
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, the real EU was that Boba Fett.
Yeah!
Really?
Three times. Supposed to be the coolest character.
Nice one.
Yeah, when he fell in once, people bitched about it. Like, that Boba Fett would never do that.
And it happened three times.
Yeah, talking about unimaginative writing. Okay, Tizzy, you know the rules?
What?
Which of these is PU set?
Are you still recording?
Yeah.
There's a story with a character called Ken, who is a collector of Star Wars toys within the Star Wars universe.
Mm.
Right? Two, there's a story where Han and Lando visit Earth on a smuggling mission.
Mm.
Three, there is a story where C-3PO realises he is a fictional character within the book.
It has a mental breakdown.
Yeah, there's a story where C-3PO realises he is a fictional character within the book. Which of those three... Mm. How mental is it that one of these is real? This is why I was struggling to come up with stuff that was as weird as the real ones.
I think the toy collector thing will be real.
You mean the toy collector is real?
Mm. I think the toy collector is real.
You think the toy collector
because
is real?
Because he's not technically collecting Star Wars toys. He's collecting toys of people in his own world.
Right.
What we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
I don't know any who have Obama toys. Obama versus Bush.
C-3PO becoming a fictional character is like Deadpool, the bloody Star Wars.
Yeah.
Which is bollocks.
But this
true,
I'm including, this is all the EU stuff, which is like the comics, cartoons, that's all EU stuff, so could be from...
I'm glad it's not canon. You're listening.
Which one do you think, Dibs?
EU is the Lando... And Han visiting Earth.
You think that's the EU?
Smuggling mission.
Does anyone believe it's the C-3PO one?
No.
Cleef, did you hear them?
I've almost the craziest
Wait.
Yeah, have you missed them? Do you want me to tell them back to you so you can weigh in?
If he believes he's going mad.
I just love that. Oh my god.
You are going mad, mate.
These are the three.
Okay.
There's a Star Wars story where a character called Ken is a collector of Star Wars toys within the Star Wars universe. Two, there is a story where Han and Lando visit Earth on a smuggling mission. Three, there is a story where C-3PO realises he is a fictional character within the book.
Oh, God.
You know if that is the one, he just has to kill himself, because he's already said he will.
They're so crazy, all of them.
All of them are terrible.
One of them is real, though.
One of them is the real one. Do I have to guess? Has everyone else made a guess?
Everyone's made a guess.
Does everyone know what it is as well?
No, I haven't told anyone yet.
So there's the C-3PO, the one there's one that Luke and Solo and Lando went to Earth.
Mm-hmm. And one where a guy collects Star Wars toys within the Star Wars universe.
It's probably the... I don't want it to be the Earth one.
You think it's the Earth one? So Jib said the Earth one as well. No one believed C-3PO. It was the collector of Star Wars toys within the Star Wars universe.
Really? Yes.
From a story called The Glove of Darth Vader.
That's exactly the kind of thing a person would write, though. It brings themselves into it. Right, so basically, I was there with Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker. Yeah, playing with his gloves. As you
That's believable.
Okay, we're going to roll straight into a quick round of EU or PU, so while we have other people around the table.
Rolling.
Although it's only Tiss's answer that really counts, as it's always me versus him. Can I pull the wool over his eyes, or can he see through my bullshit?
Can I see through
We're going to start calling it EU or bullshit.
Bullshit.
Okay, so, you know the rules? I'd say three stories from the old, now erased Star Wars canon from the novels, comics, books, etc., before Disney took ownership, and one of them's real, two of them are PUSA, one of them's real, two of them's real, one of them's real. The reason I'm getting confused is because the ones that are real are so PUSA that it's like, one of them's PUSA, the other two are PUSA. One's PUSA or two are bullshit.
Cool.
Okay, so these are three characters I'm going to give you from the original trilogy of Star Wars. One of them is revealed in the old EU to have had secret force powers, right?
Okay.
Is it Dengar, the bounty hunter? He's one of the ones on the lineup in Empire Strikes Back. You know, the human dude who has sort of like toilet roll wrapped around his head.
Okay. If he does, then he couldn't have stopped that.
Okay, and so I've got a reason why each one of these had secret force powers. So he had secret force powers. He planned to use them to find Han, right? Second one, Salacious Crumb, which is Jabba's little monkey guy. Okay. Sits by him, had secret force powers, and he is there blocking Luke's attempts to talk, to mind trick
Jabba.
Yeah, in Return of the Jedi. And number three is R4-D5, the droid at the beginning of A New Hope who they originally are going to buy, and instead they buy R2-D2. And he uses the Force to blow himself up because he knows it's R2's destiny to go and be owned by Luke.
Okay.
Now, one of them is real EU.
Okay. You know what? Dengar's too obvious.
You can pass it round if you...
Dengar's too obvious.
If anyone else wants to make a guess before
I bet it's the little rat. But that's stupid because Jabba would...
Oh, yeah, and the other two aren't stupid.
Dengar's not quite stupid. Dengar's kind of... I mean, it's bollocks.
Mm-hmm.
But...
So you've got Dengar, Salacious Crumb, R4-D5. I had a figure of R4-D5.
Salacious Crumb. See, Jabba wouldn't be susceptible to Force anyway, regardless of that. I'm going to go Dengar, but I know that it's Salacious Crumb.
Right, okay. Well, no, you don't think R4-D5 at all?
No. Droid can't have Force powers.
Okay.
Surely.
Beef?
I wasn't listening.
Bloody hell.
I'm going for the bounty hunter.
Oh, God, it's Salacious. No, it's not. It's Dengar. I don't know.
Right.
It's all so stupid.
You got to put a concrete answer on one.
Okay. No, I'm going to go Dengar.
You're going Dengar. Final answer. Can I ask you a question before I reveal?
Okay.
Last week, when I played the one about C-3PO, did you guess correctly or not?
C-3PO.
The right answer was Ken the Collector, who collects
Star Wars.
So
I got that right.
Current score on EU or PUSA is 1-0 to you.
Yeah.
It's 1-0 now.
Oh.
Because it was actually R4-D5.
Fuck off! The droid doesn't have special
force
powers.
In the story was called R4-D5 with the nickname Skippy. Skippy the droid.
He's got force powers.
In the old EU, according to the comic, Star Wars Tales, issue 1.
It's fucking stupid. A droid has force powers. That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Of course it's stupid.
And that's a taste of what's to come on EU PUSA.
At the end of the episode, I'll also lay in an older one we recorded from the Jibs game again.
Okay.
So who knows?
The last one we did, though, was really easy. because the only one it could have really been is the toy collector. Because really, like, I collect... Well, I don't, people in the world collect toys of, like, One Direction, and they're, like, in the narrative of life.
Yeah.
So, it would stand to reason...
So, what were the other ones, though, that... one was the Han and...
C-3PO becomes self-aware, like Deadpool. and then the other one, I can't remember what it was.
Wasn't it Han and Lando go on a smuggling mission to Earth?
Yeah, that is so stupid. Yeah, in a galaxy far away a long time ago.
How stupid do you think R4-D5 being Force-sensitive is?
Yeah, true.
Okay, well, that's the end of EUP, sir.
Here we go again. He's doing something new. He's doing something different.
Okay, I'll do one more. This is Jibs versus Tiss again, and anyone else can weigh in. Okay, there is a story where Jar Jar becomes a senator in the New Republic after Return of the Jedi. Oh, there is a story where Leia is tainted by the dark side because she takes Darth Vader's helmet from the bonfire after his funeral, and she keeps his helmet, but she comes tainted by the dark side from it. And three, there is a story where it's revealed the Emperor has two Triclops sons.
Who has that?
The Emperor.
The
Emperor
Jerry Patton. Springer version.
I'm going to go with
the Triclops. You mean...
Three eyes.
What about Leia?
Grant.
Well, the description I have is just they're Triclops. Okay. So I guess they're humans with three eyes.
Description you got from the book.
Mm. Am I playing it cool, or...?
That actually, that all three of them sound pretty plausible.
Well, that's the idea. So, Jibs, what do you think?
I think...
Triclops, Vader's helmet, or Jar Jar, the center.
Vader's helmet.
That's the name of this episode. Got it.
I think Triclops' children is too... It's like an episode of Maori, I think. So I think it's going to be...
If you can see him from here...
Vader's helmet.
There he is!
You think Vader's helmet? Jar Jar becomes a senator in the New Republic.
That's in the dishwasher. That is
Isn't he already a senator? I'm talking about after Return of the Jedi.
Oh, that's very cool. That's
after the whole empire gets fallen and the Republic starts rising again, they make him a senator.
Is he even alive?
Well, it's CU.
Or PU.
Or is it PU, sir? Or is it PU, sir? You're going for Leia tainted by the helmet.
Oh god, that was so unbelievable.
You're going Leia tainted by the helmet. Anyone else going for any of the others?
What was the first one?
Jar Jar becomes a senator in the New Republic. Jar Jar, B?
I think it's the Vader one.
The helmet.
I'm going to go with the Jar Jar one because I kind of want it to be true.
The real one, and this is also from the glove of Darth Vader, so the same book as Ken the Collector. The Emperor has two Triclops sons.
No!
Scary.
That's what I mean. When I was reading these stories, so I was like, fuck it, I've got a lot of stuff that's as crazy as these. And my stories aren't as mad as the real ones.
He had sex with a Triclops then?
I don't know.
Don't go that.
You know what? I've got so many good ones. I'm going to do one more quick round. Which of these is a real character within the Star Wars EU? So you have Master Kai, who is a Jedi Master whose sentience is moved into a lightsaber as he dies. So as he dies, another Jedi manages to use the Force to put his sentience into his lightsaber, which is the only thing he's got on hand. And then he lives within his lightsaber. Two, there is a character called Mount Sorrow, which is a sentient mountain on Endor whose tears can cure people.
Okay.
Or a character called Razor's Edge, or just Razor, which is the name of Luke's ship after Return of the Jedi, who's becomes self-aware and its ship's AI befriends R2-D2.
I'm going to go with that one. That one sounds cool.
So you went for Razor?
Yeah.
Razor.
Razor.
Can we read the first one again?
That was...
Master Kai, Jedi Master whose sentience is moved into a lightsaber as he dies.
I think that.
I think it's either one or three.
Okay, so you think one or three. You think one, you think three, you think three. Beef, which one do you think?
One, two, or three.
Two.
Two. Mount Sorrow.
Yeah.
Alright.
I'm not touching you.
Fine.
The true EU is Mount Sorrow, the sentient mountain.
I've got every single one right.
So from now on, I'm going to go for the one that's the most unbelievable.
Yeah.
Ooh, the storylines are better.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, are my stupid stories off the top of my head are better than the really you?
Yeah.
My backstory for Aroth is amazing.
That's what I was saying to you. I was like, when you sent me that email, I was like, that is so much better than some of the actual stories you read. Yeah, I actually kind of liked some of my ideas. I was like, hey, I'd read that.
You got what, a Boba Fett special or non?
Boba Fett special.
Okay. Eat your pizza, Boba Fett special.
Okay.
Take Captain Solo to the cargo hold. What Boba Fett says, isn't it? It's like one of his only lines.
Yeah.
Am I right in that? Take Captain Solo to the cargo hold?
Stick him in my cargo hold.
Says something like that. I'll lay it in right now. He says,
put Captain Solo in the cargo hold.
Oh. Okay. Boba Fett trains Han and Leia's daughter.
Right.
Boba Fett starts a mining operation with Lando Calrissian. Boba Fett kills Chewbacca. Do you feel like this game's going to end up being like 10-1 for me?
Yeah, because it's so hard.
So he trains Han and Leia's daughter. He starts a mining op with Lando where he kills Chewbacca.
Starts a mining off with Lando.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's the most outrageous.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
No! What was it? He killed Chewbacca?
He trained Han and Leia's daughter.
Why is it always the last one I think of? It's literally always the last one I think of.
Oh, man.
What I've got to do is guess in my head.
When I think of these, I'm like, he's going to guess the real one straight away.
No.
Let's do another one. Triple bill. I've only got one more, so I'll have to think of some more for next time.
Cool.
Triple bill, EU or Pusa, to make up of all the bullshit we've just been talking.
Yeah.
We've got no fucking RPG stuff to talk about, because we haven't had a fucking game. Yeah,
but we'll probably finish this pod next week, right?
Maybe. I might put up. This is either going to be very short or the first half of a longer episode.
Cool.
Okay. Chewbacca eventually becomes a Jedi. Already you're like, oh my god, I don't know.
I bet that's the one.
Count Dooku is Han Solo's uncle.
I thought you were going to say he's a Wookiee.
Or Palpatine's ghost possesses a clone.
Fuck's sake. Palpatine's ghost? What?
Chewie becomes a Jedi, Dooku is Han's uncle, or Palpatine's ghost possesses a clone.
Oh god, all of them are so outrageous. But I can't even pick the worst one because they're all the worst one.
I need to start writing down what book they're from. Like sometimes I do, like that other one was from the Crystal Star, but I haven't written down which book this is from.
Okay.
Oh god!
Oh god! I'm going to pick this one because it's the last one I would have picked.
Okay.
Dooku is Han's uncle.
You're wrong. Palpatine's ghost possesses a clone.
I was going to fucking guess that one. That was like my most likely one.
So what's the score now after a triple bill? 5-1.
5-1, yeah.
5-1, mate.
I was going to choose the Palpatine one, but I knew that I just thought you'd be like...
I'm going to come up for two more for next episode.
Sweet.
Two more to try and bring you up.
There's no way. That's so ridiculous.
I feel like if it starts getting to like 10-1, I might have to start retiring the game. Because it's going to get ludicrous.
But the fucking EU is ludicrous, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like I have to retire because I'm going to run out of ridiculous stories from the EU. Because I will never... I can pick every sentence from the old EU and it would be ridiculous.
We'll keep it going, even if I'm losing.
Okay. Just see how much. Yeah. Thing is, you won. Like, the first one, wasn't it? You got right. And then it's all gone downhill from there.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realise how ridiculous the EU would be.
Maybe you need other people here, because you can, like, bounce off their opinions.
Palpatine's ghost was the most likely for me. But then I thought...
That other one was.
I didn't think I'd be able to have such a good poker face on against it. I thought I'd be like letting stuff slide, but I'm trying to be very calm about it.
I don't even remember the one I said.
Can't think of his hand's uncle. I was like, never think that one, that's stupid. Sometimes I'm like, what's it really stupid that I can chuck in?
But then sometimes the stupidest one is the EU.
Yeah,
that's why it's so hard.
These are the things that I'd like heard rumours from people who read the old EU, which made me always be like, I never want to read a Star Wars book.
Mm. Okay, welcome to EVP. You said blah!
It's massive.
Okay, so I'm going to record now a few rounds of EVP, sir. So I've got two rounds that I came up with now, so you can try and claw back some points from last week, because what's the current score?
5-1
to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the rules as usual, I say three possible stories from the old non-canon EU. One of them's real, two of them are bound for poo-doo, and I had to pull the wool over Tiss's eyes, and he tries to claim some points back because he's currently only sussed it out once, and that was the first ever one you did.
Yeah.
So I've got themed this week. Do you want Lando Calrissian themed ones?
Mm-hmm.
Or Chewbacca-themed ones?
Chewbacca.
Right. Chewbacca, in the old EU, one of these things is true.
Okay.
I'm not doing that right.
Old EU, one of these things is true.
In the old EU, Chewie gets hooked on death sticks.
Okay.
All right, Chewie gets hooked on death sticks.
Yeah.
Hmm. Chewie has a relationship with an ex-imperial officer after the fall of the Empire.
Okay.
What race?
Human.
Mm.
Or a moon lands on Chewbacca.
A moon.
Discuss.
Bloody hell.
This isn't like, I don't know, this isn't like good storylines though.
So you've got
all these old EU
moon
stories. Of
well, the point is, I'm trying to pull out weird stuff from the old EU.
Yeah.
Right.
You're succeeding.
Every now and then, I might pull out a really boring, just like run of the mill story from the old EU.
I'm going to say the moon lands on Chewbacca.
It's the real one.
Yeah.
Really?
What were the other two options?
Chewie gets hooked on death sticks, or Chewie has a relationship with a human ex imperial officer.
Interracial.
I'm going with the interracial. Fluffy love.
Definitely fluffy.
Yeah.
Probably get matted as well. I'm just to make things interesting, I'll go for the death sticks.
Death sticks. Do you want the real one?
Yeah.
I need to get like a drum roll thing, don't I?
Yeah.
A moon lands on
Chewbacca. Yeah!
Oh,
yeah!
No! That's how he dies.
Prove it. Well.
He like rescued. I might be completely wrong. If you love the old EU, don't moan at me. I only learnt this today, so about 10 minutes before the game. But from what I can gather, they're all escaping from this planet where a moon's going to crash into it or something. And Han and Leia's son. I don't know which one. There's like Anakin Solo, Jason Solo, and someone else. But he gets him onto the ship or whatever, and then he flies off because he knows that if he tries to rescue Chewie, they're all going to die as well. So then the moon crashes directly into Chewbacca on the planet.
Oh,
right? Wow. And that's how he dies. So, wow, Tiss, you've got a point back. 5-2.
Hell yeah.
Bloody hell.
That's what I'm working with. The old EU is ridiculous.
That is shocking.
Yeah, it is shocking. I go for shocking ones. Right, I found one. Five really good, shocking EU stories today. I'm going to use two of them, as last week you requested double bill this week. So the next one is Lando Calrissian themed.
Cool.
Okay. Lando becomes a bounty hunter.
Okay.
Lando opens a theme park called Hologram Fun World.
Okay.
Or Lando commits suicide.
Oh.
Which
one are you going for, Tiss? Suicide, fun bags, or
Lando grows fun bags,
or
what was the first one?
Lando becomes a bounty hunter.
Okay,
bounty hunter, fun bags, Oh, suicide.
Oh, what? It was away. Just pick one.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm gonna.
I'll make them hard.
I want to get this correct.
Well, one in three chance, mate, so.
Lando opens a theme park.
Really?
Yeah.
Called Hologram Fun World.
Yeah.
Beef?
I'm gonna go for the suicide.
Suicide?
Yeah.
Claire?
Suicide.
Suicide. Correct answer is he becomes a theme park owner.
Oh, yes. You're on it.
Yes.
Hologram Fun World.
Oh, yeah. No.
My favourite EU story.
It's a really bad name.
It is a bad name.
Even if it was a great theme park, if someone said, do you want to go to Hologram Fun World? I'm like,
no. It's like he spent loads of effort creating it and then they went, well, we need a name. He just went, theme park, give us your money, land.
Tis, what's the current score of EU or PU, sir?
I have no idea.
I think it's 5-3.
Yeah?
Because it was losing at like 5-1, and I was like, shit, you're never going to catch up. And you got two in a row last time.
Yeah.
So currently 5-3, got one round to do today. And this one is all about... Han and Leia.
Okay.
You know the rules, as usual. I'm going to say three stories that exist before the... Well, no. I'm going to say three things. One of them is real.
Yeah.
From the old expanded universe, the EU, from before Disney wiped that clean. And today, obviously, it's always me versus Tis. If I can bullshit enough for him to... think of the wrong one, or if he can suss out the real one from amongst these. And we've got one of our other Edge of the Empire and Age of Rebellion players with us here today, Rebecca.
Hola.
Okay, so this one's all about Han and Leia. Now, the theme is sort of like how did Han try and make Leia love him
after
the events of Episode 6? Right?
Okay.
And I'm going to try and elaborate on these quite a bit so you've got a bit more to go on. So does he kidnap her and take her to a planet called Dathomir for a week where he doesn't let her leave the planet? He basically stops her there for a week to prove he can make her love him.
By kidnap, do you mean secret honeymoon?
Yeah, after number six.
By kidnap?
Don't they love
well,
each other already?
He's trying to prove his love.
Right. Is it a secret honeymoon?
He kidnaps her.
Right, so right. No.
So, or does he try to become a prince himself? He thinks that the reason she's called to him is because she's royalty and he's not. So he goes off to find a planet which is lacking a monarchical system and tries to set one up to become a prince so that he's like, hey, you're a princess and I'm a prince now. Right?
No, he's the prince of scoundrel.
Right. Or does he go into exile for a while after the events of Episode 6? He repays his debts, he rights people he's wronged, and returns when he feels he's worthy enough for her.
Possible.
So he kidnaps her, he tries to become a prince, or he goes to exile till he's worthy.
I think that kidnaps her because that's too, crazy, like manic, kind
of. He's a scoundrel.
Yeah, but I don't think he would. It's not in his nature. I think he's an arsehole, but I don't think he's like a complete weirdo. And I think Luke would have something to say about that, maybe. Like, where the fuck are you taking my sister, bitch?
You know, I'm taking her on a date, don't worry about it.
Yeah. See you in a week, bye. But I suppose a week is not like a long time to be kidnapped.
To be kidnapped? I think a day is a long time.
Yeah, but I think if someone, I don't know, it just seems really like crazy, like, I'm so in love with you, I'm going to kidnap you. It's like, whoa. Fuck off.
The EU is crazy. Last week, the correct answer was that a moon landed on Chewbacca's head. So.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm definitely going with kidnapping.
Kidnap, prince, exile.
Okay, so I think prince is like a possibility because he's a bit like egotistical and stuff like that. And he's a bit like, oh, well, if you're a fucking princess, I'm a fucking prince, kind of like.
Bit like Aladdin, that one.
And he rides a magic carpet called Chewbacca.
I didn't tell you that, but yeah.
I think Kidnap.
You think Kidnap?
Really? Yeah.
You're not going to touch on the Exile?
I think Exile, because I think he, like, really changes his tune between, like, and then he kind of wants to prove himself, and he's actually kind of, like, instead of living in, like, the grey area that all, like, scoundrels do, I guess, like, in between good and evil, right and wrong, the law and all that kind of shit.
They get on at him about, like, just wanting to take the money and run.
Yeah. I think if he did that, it would be like a bluff. He's like, oh, fuck you then, and then, like, leaves, and then comes back, and is like, oh, I've done all this stuff, and I'm amazing, kind of. And then it's like, I've righted all my wrongs, sort of thing. And she's like, oh, wow, you're fantastic. I think it's that one.
You got anything to say about anything, Jesse?
I know I'm probably wrong, but...
You just think nothing to say, you just think no, kidnapping. Yeah, you've got it, yeah. Right?
I've, like, torn these apart.
I'll tell you, first of all, that the Prince one's bullshit.
Yeah.
I genuinely was thinking of Aladdin when I came up with that. Now, so
it's
one
between,
of right, yeah.
One of us is right, one of us is wrong. Shit.
The correct one was that he kidnaps her.
So oh, my God.
A really famous and well-loved EU book
really?
Called The Courtship of Princess Leia.
Oh, okay.
Courtship? Fucking kidnapping? Hmm. I'd be like...
I bet it's like a friendly kidnapping.
Yeah, I've never read it. So, again, I've never read it. Like, if I've got it...
Wow, wrong, just what I've always wanted, a friendly kidnapping.
It's like Gypsies.
Don't you think the Exile one's actually a better story, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of a cool story.
But I know the EU, and EU doesn't have any good stories.
So,
you've outdone yourself, Bob.
It's like never in a woman's like wildest dreams. It's like, oh, I can't wait to get married. I can't wait to have kids. I can't wait to be kidnapped. Like, no, that doesn't enter their like brain.
Well, he doesn't know. He's
scoundrel.
He's a scoundrel. He might think women like that.
Oh my God.
Anyway, that's the end of EU or PU, sir.
5-4.
I can't believe you're actually catching up. I've got up my game.
Yeah.
I have too much faith in Han. I have too much faith in the EU.
I have no faith in the EU at all.
Gonna go.
All right. Thanks for playing, Rebecca. Bye.
Bye.
Bam, that was EU or PU, sir. Tis C-3PO might have a red arm in Force Awakens.
Boring conversation anyway.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Tsunis.
Kayla Itzinez. I'm Kayla Itzinez, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awakes. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.